Good afternoon. This is Ralph Jensen. I'm the editor of Security Products Magazine. I have the opportunity this afternoon to talk with Bill Stuntz, the Vice President and General Manager of the Physical Security Business Unit at Cisco Systems, and have a few questions prepared for Bill for our readers and listeners. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi, Ralph. How are you?
Very well. Bill, just a few questions for you. Let's jump right into them. How does Cisco see the physical security market, and what opportunity and problems will Cisco address? Also, if you could take just a second and talk about Cisco's vision.
Sure. First of all, we view the market as a very large, important industry that's struggling to make a transition from analog and proprietary products to more modern integrated systems. The customers that we talk to want a total security solution, not just a collection of individual but related products. So being able to combine multiple systems on the network creates a huge opportunity for Cisco, and we can help make that transition happen. We have the resources and the experience to move technologies onto the IP network and to use that network as a platform. Our vision is all about choice. We see an industry with open standards and compliance targets that allow customers to choose the best technologies and products for their application, for the integrators to easily combine these products to create a total solution for that customer. We can also increase the security and the performance of these technologies on the network because of Cisco's knowledge base and our experience. We can help make them a lot more effective by being able to share information between access between different applications. For instance, access control and network security can be combined so that you have a much more effective system. Over the long run, I think as you see this happen and the network become a platform, you're going to see a lot of new technologies being created because they now have a platform to build those technologies upon, and you can create an individual technology such as a video analytic or a specific sensor that becomes part of the overall solution. Another thing that's great for the customer and gives them even more choice over the long term.
You mentioned Cisco's vision. What is the strategy to achieve that vision?
Well, partnering and integration are the foundation of our vision, and the network's the platform. So we are going to aggressively work with other companies to create open standards and integration tools. We'll provide total solutions to the customers by letting them choose best-of-breed technologies, and we certainly include ourselves in that list. We'll enable channel partners to profitably deliver these solutions to the customer with the help of Cisco training and Cisco worldwide support. Cisco is a very achievement-oriented culture here, and you know, our goals are to create satisfied customers, not just get orders. So that's kind of a subtle but important distinction. We are focused on making sure we create happy customers out there.
How is partnering part of Cisco's strategy, and what partnering programs have been established within Cisco for physical security?
Great question. Partnering is a key part of our strategy. For this industry to move forward, we have to be able to offer customers a total solution that meets all their current security requirements and offers all the advantages of integrated network security. So the advantages of being able to share information between applications and distribute the information to the people who need to see it wherever they may be. No single company, even Cisco, can offer all the products required for all these different applications. So for the industry to move forward rapidly and to do what's best for the customer, we need to all approach this in a partnering way so that we open up APIs, interoperate with each other, provide the customer with the choice of the technologies, and each compete with each other to provide a better product for the customer. So we're leveraging Cisco's established partner programs, and we are extending those into the physical security industry.
Before I ask the next question, Bill, I want our listeners to know that before joining Cisco, you were the CEO of Broadware Technologies. That being said, how is Cisco's product portfolio evolving with the addition of Broadware products?
Well, the former Broadware products certainly do broaden the scope of our offering here. Broadware was focused primarily on managing video and IP networks, including the wide area network, and integrating with other products and technologies in a variety of applications. We can do that much more effectively at Cisco And we also find that other technology companies are much more willing to partner and work with us at Cisco. So combining this with Cisco's existing products, that there was already a very strong portfolio of security products here and under development here, and Broadware adds to that, it will become one unified product line, and we will be able to do a better job of offering customers a total solution. So now we can help customers transition their legacy equipment and operations onto the network. We can distribute that video and information to wherever they choose to distribute it, and we can integrate with all the other key technologies and applications to provide the customer with a more comprehensive view of their total security operation.
Bill, one last question before we both get back to our business each, that we handle each day. Understanding that there are some things that you can't discuss, what do you see as the key milestones and deliverables for Cisco for the next year in order to meet your goals and Cisco's goals?
That's another great question. Coming from a relatively small company at Broadware to Cisco, the vision here is huge. And fortunately, we also have the resources and experience to back that up. So we have a very big long-term vision. We're going to continue to demonstrate our commitment to customers and to the industry by broadening our total line of solutions that are available to the customers. We're going to do that through a combination of developing our own products internally, partnering with other technology companies, and establishing OEM relationships with companies.
Bill, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
You bet.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ralph.